This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-ma'uthi rahmatin lil alameen. Nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Ma ba'd. Al-yawm at-tasi' min شهر جمادى الأولى جمادى الثاني التاسع من شهر جمادى الآخرة 1446 الموافق للعاشر من شهر ديسمبر 2024 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك رياض الصالحين أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين. So بإذن الله عز وجل we continue from where we stopped last درس. And I believe in the last class we talked last week about the hadith of الشريك. قال مر بي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed through me while I was sitting. Putting my left hand behind me, depending on it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told me, Shareed said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me that I'm sitting the sitting of the Jew, al-Maghdub alayhi. So we mentioned last week that sitting, putting both hands behind is fine. Right hand also is fine, but putting left hand depending on it is not fine. Yeah, this is the one that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قَالَتِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِ. So that's the end of this chapter, and we learned from it that all types of sitting is permissible, except the few that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, like this one. And when it comes to the ihtiba, where you put your leg down and you put your hand to close your knees, that one also is fine because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. And also sitting down, lying on the qafa, on your back, and putting your leg on top of one on top of the other one, also is fine. As long as a person is not wearing something that is not enough to cover his awrah. If your awrah is not being shown, then it's fine, bi-idhnillah azza wa jalla. So today, inshallah, we'll move on to the next topic. Qala babun. Adab al-Majlis wal-Jalis. This is a new chapter that I talk about. Adab of the Majlis. Majlis is a place where people sit and talk amongst themselves. Well, al-Jalis is a partner, somebody who sits with you to talk to you. Qala an ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا يقيمن أحدكم رجلا من مجلسه ثم يجلس فيه ولكن توسعوا وتفسحوا وكان ابن عمر إذا قام له رجل من مجلسه لم يجلس فيه. Abdullah ibn Umar said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person should not, one of you should not ask somebody to move from his position for him to sit in that position. So you come to the place, you ask somebody to move from his position so that you can sit in that position. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, you shouldn't do that. وَلَكِنْ تَوَسَّعُ وَتَفَسَّحُ. He said, but make space, expand the place. Rather than him moving for somebody to sit down, move, make space for the new arriving person to come and sit. You get it? So that's the sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that nobody should be asked to move from his position. You shouldn't move somebody from their position for you to sit in that position. You get it? As long as the position is for everyone. But if the place is specifically owned by somebody, yeah, that person has a right, you know, to that place. And the same goes when you come to a program and they have some places where they keep them for certain people. You shouldn't go and recite this hadith to them. Yeah, so we're talking about the public areas where you can say first come, first serve. Yeah, if you are the first person to sit in the place, then you do have a right to be in that place, and nobody should ask you to sit to stand up so that they can sit in that place. You get it? You know. He says, وَكَانَ ابْنُ عُمَرَ إِذَا قَامَ لَهُ رَجُلٌ مِّن مَجْلِسِهِ لَمْ يَجْلِسْ فِيهِ. Abdullah ibn Umar, the narrator of the hadith, if somebody stands up from his position for him to sit in that position, he will refuse to sit in that place. SubhanAllah. These are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is how humble they were. When somebody gave him their space, he would tell them no. Either you sit or I will look for another place. I will not sit in this place. Because he is the one who narrated the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he should be the first person to apply that hadith. Get it? How about if an important person comes? Very, very big person. Is it okay for us to move from our place to give him place? Yes. The king come to the place, prime minister, big people in the country who are known to be serving the community. The scholar said when they reach the place, it's good for somebody to give them space to sit. But they themselves, whoever this person is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi advised them not to let somebody stand for them. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi is the highest authority. But he doesn't like people to do this for him. And he told us not to do that. But out of respecting our authority, the leaders, when they reach a place, the scholar said, it's good for somebody to move from his place to give them space. That would be good encouragement and good respect for them to engage in doing that which is beneficial to the community. Bring them also closer to the heart of the people of Idhnullah Azza wa Jal. قَالَ وَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا قام أحدكم من مجلس ثم رجع إليه فهو أحق به. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said, if one of you stands from a place ثم رجع إليه, for instance, Mazin is sitting here, something took him out of the masjid. By the time he comes back, Umar sit in the place. Mazin does have a right to tell him, no, Umar, I came to this place before you. And Islamically, Umar has to move from the place to give him a chance. If something took him out of the masjid and brought him back, he has a right to sit in the place. You get it? Not those who are taking place in the masjid. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, here you might not find it that much, except a little. If you want to see this, go to Makkah or Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People might come after Fajr and book the place in the first line. And where is he? He left back home to sleep. And then come later on, if somebody sit in that place, he fight. Why? That's wrong. That's haram, actually. But that place is based on first come, first service. Yeah. If you know that, yes, this person is not going to come back, he left to his house, he have a right to remove his sajjada and sit in the place. Why would he do that? Get it? But if he puts the thing and he is in the masjid doing his dhikr, reading Quran, you know, or sleeping in that position, but then later on he needs to go to the bathroom, he went to the bathroom, when he comes back, if somebody take the place after he goes, he can fight for his right. He does have a right to fight for that place. Is that clear, inshallah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ مَجْلِسٍ ثُمَّ رَجَعَ إِلَيْهِ. And then he comes back to that majlis, فَهُوَ أَحَقُّ بِهِ. He deserved that place more than anybody else. قَالَ وَعَنْ جَابِرِ بْنِ سَمُرَةٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كنا إذا أتينا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جلس أحدنا حيث ينتهي. سبحان الله. جابر بن سمرة said, Whenever we come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of us will sit حَيْثُ يَنْتَهِي بِهِ الْمَجْلِسِ. He will not try to cross and push people. He will sit wherever the last person is sitting. This is the adab. Unless if they keep space, the best is tell them to move rather than crossing on top of their necks. If they don't want to move, tell them, please give me space to pass. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in the masjid one day. Three people came. One of them found a space, he sat on the space. Another one, sit حَيْثُ انْتَهَى الْمَجْلِسِ, sit behind the last person, next to the last person. The other one got annoyed. He couldn't find a space to just leave the masjid. So he left the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said afterward, can I tell you something about those three people who came? He said, أما أحدهما فأوى إلى الله فأواه الله. As for the first one, he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is majlis of dhikr. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him closer. That's the first one. As for the second one, فَاسْتَحْيَا مِنَ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَحْيَا اللَّهُ مِنْ. Was shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was shy of him. This is the one that sit at the end of the majlis. As for the third one, فَأَعْرَضَ عَنِ اللَّهِ, he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is majlis of dhikr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he left. And there is still space behind, just sit. No. He just left. So, فَأَعْرَضَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns away from him also. Subhanallah. That's why in the majalis of dhikr, it's better if a person comes closer to the majlis. It's always better. But as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa fi kullin khair," there is good in all. The point is, you are somewhere around the masjid listening. There is khair in everyone. The best is to be next and closer to the imam. Even on Friday, the best is to be closer. We're going to see hadith on this, inshallah. The best is to be closer to the imam. But as I said, there is good in all who are listening to the khutbah, dars, you know, tadhkirah, somebody is giving. The point is, you got the voice is reaching you and you are benefiting from that. And having the fact that you are in the place where the masjid dhikr is taking place, bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal, if those people are doing the right thing, we're expecting that place to be covered by who? Angels, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives those people who are listening to the dars, if the angels say, "Ya Allah, there is somebody who is not even paying attention to, is not even paying attention to the dars," Allah tells the angels, "Humu al-qawmu la yashqa bihim jalisuhu." These are the people, whoever sits next to them will not be loser. Meaning, if the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, it will include him also. If the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrives, he will also be included. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jabir ibn Sabura said, when we come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the majlis of dhikr, we sit حَيْثُ انْتَهَى بِنَا الْمَجْلِسِ. That's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On Friday also, this is very applicable, because it's wrong what some people are doing. He comes to Friday, but he's walking on people, crossing. These type of people, when you see them, they pull him down, sit down. That's fine. If he's not going to fight you. But if you think that he's going to fight back, just leave him. Just indicate with your hand, please, down, sit down. If you refuse to leave him. But it's wrong when the khatib is giving khutbah, somebody is distracting people. It's wrong. Yeah. That's why we have to be very careful. If you know that you're going to take a very long time for you to reach the proper place, it's better to sit behind. That's why the people who are coming to the masjid, they shouldn't be losers. You will lie. It's a very big loss when you see a person coming to the masjid very early, but then he sits behind. That's big loss. Yeah? Coming to the masjid early on Friday has a great virtue. You get it? On top of all, is to pray in the first line of the Saf and to be next to the Imam. So this man comes, you know, at the time he can be next to the Imam, but unfortunately, he sits behind. That's the reason why you find space in the first line. Alhamdulillah, awareness is growing, you know. 20 years ago in this masjid, we always, me and my friends, when we come, we used to say that even if you come in the last minute, you can still get easily the first line, because people don't like to come to the first line. But alhamdulillah, nowadays the situation has changed. If you are late, in most instances a bit, then khalas, you lost. You will lie, this is good news. Before it wasn't like that. Before, even if you are coming, when the Imam is giving khutbah, as long as he doesn't start, the Iqamah did not start, you can still get the first line. And this is a very big loss for the people who are coming early to the masjid. Yeah, because adnu min al-imam, coming closer to the Imam has a virtue, great virtue. And even Ibn al-Qayyim was saying, most likely the sitting arrangement on the Day of Judgment when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be based on how close you are to the Imam. How closer you are to the Imam. That's why even some scholars said, which I have some itchiness concerning this matter, some scholars said, if let's say, you see our masjid, right? MashaAllah, big masjid, right? Now, you come to the masjid, right? This is where the khatib is, okay? The place where the khatib is sitting is full. The first line is full. But the first line is still not full yet. But that part where the khatib is in front is full. However, the second line, there's nobody there. Some scholars said, because of the virtue of being next to the Imam, it's better for you to be in the second line, not the first line. You get it? Yeah, because they look into the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and he said, وَدَنَا وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ, and he comes closer to the Imam. They said it's better to be next to the Imam than being in the last part of the first line. I'm not having any preference here. Because having the first line also has a very big virtue mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ. You get it? And coming closer to the Imam has very big virtue mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ. So rather than fighting yourself, you know, fighting nobody, but fighting yourself, which one? What is the best way to make it? Come early. First line and next to the Imam. Right? That's the best, you know. Rather than going into the which one is better, just come early, you know, and stay next to the Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his ability, especially the student of knowledge, you know. It's very itchy to know that the laziest people when it comes to these virtues are the student of knowledge. You see the awam al-nas, layman in society, subhanAllah. They are more energetic in praying the sunan, following those things that the Prophet ﷺ said. You see them always rushing. But the student of knowledge, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already told us, Jannah, bighayr hisab, you know, we don't care that much. No. Iwallah, the negligence usually takes place in the life of the student of knowledge. And in some places, I will not tell you the place, if you are to pray sunnah a lot, they call you certain names. You're like, if you pray, or they say you're rushing to the masjid, you know, to catch the first line, you will be given a title. A'udhu billah. I was quoting for you last time, they criticized one of the scholars. Imam al-Dhahabi was defending him. He said, these guys, they are criticizing him. And you know what the criticism was based on? They said he prayed too much sunnah prayers. Well, like shaitan, you know, I don't know how these guys think it, you know. They said he prays too much. Imam al-Dhahabi, when he was refuting them, he said, Subhanallah, wa hal min al-ilmi illa al-amal bihi? Is there any value for a knowledge if you don't put it into action? He learned, he acted upon it, and people says, why? Iwallah, we witness it. People who are, you know, neglecting some of the great scholars because of this thing. Not because of anything else, just because of this. No aqidah matters, no fiqh matters, no anything. No, because of this only. Why? Because they talk too much about qiyamah, they talk too much about manners and virtues, and they pray sunnah a lot. Subhanallah, how can you accuse somebody for following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But this is my message to all of our students, you know. You should be quicker than the layman in society when it comes to the sunnah. Iwallah. You should be quicker than them. Why am I saying this? Because you know the virtue more than the way they know. But unfortunately, we always see the opposite. So Jabir bin Samura says, "Kunna idha atayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." When we meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jalasa ahaduna haythi yantahi. Wa Nabi Abdullah Salman al-Farisi qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la yaghtasilu rajulun yawm al-jum'ah wa yatatahharu ma istata'a min tuhrin wa yadahinu min duhni aw yamassu min tayyib baytihi ثم يخرج فلا يفرق بين اثنين ثم يصلي ما كتب له ثم ينصت إذا تكلم الإمام إلا غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة الأخرى. الله أكبر. It's a very great hadith, and I wish this hadith is being said by the Khatib on Friday. Iwallah. People need to know this, especially in this university of ours. We need to know this, that Jum'ah is the most valuable day. And when you come to the masjid, there are adab and virtues to be observed. But it looks like, alhamdulillah, we come to the masjid. Yeah. Now Isha prayer comes, Maghrib comes. How many lines we have? How many saf? 2-3 saf. Yeah. On Friday, how many are coming? Alhamdulillah. Even those who are not coming to Jama'ah, they come on Friday. That's good. Alhamdulillah. But when you come to the masjid, there are virtues for the masjid on Friday. Number one is to listen to the khatib. Number one is to listen to the khatib. Because why Allah is bringing everyone to the masjid? Because this might be the only opportunity. Wallah, this might be the only opportunity most of us has. Now we're having this class, right? How many classes do we have in this masjid? Couple of classes. I don't think there is a class when you see half of the masjid is full. None whatsoever. Except if the class is compulsory. Somebody has to come, then people will come, you know. But the voluntary classes, where are the people? Jalan jalan. Went to somewhere else. Not in the classes. I'm not talking about our classes, but any class that is taking place in the masjid. How many people you see in there? Where are the rest? You get it? So I just want you to understand that Friday is an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, because everyone is coming to the masjid. So that Imam can have chance to address people about current matters, things that will increase their iman. That's why mimbar is supposed to be for this. Mimbar is supposed to be for this. Iwallah. The Imam should really be very careful, understand the nature of the manabir. And that people usually they have no time to come. And even if they have time to come, they don't have courage to come to the masjid until Friday. So what does that mean? This is a great opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the imam to address the need of the people, give them something that can help them to remain intact in their iman until the next week when they come back to him. Because many of us, trust me, we don't go to classes. Friday khutbah is the only time we have. But then unfortunately, you come to the masjid and you come with what? With your device. And how long does the imam take? 30 minutes. Even let's say the worst imam taking 1 hour. And when I say worst imam, I don't mean worst. Don't go and say Ibrahim called imam worst. No, I'm talking about the worst in terms of making the khutbah long. You know. How long is he going to take? 1 hour. Yeah, that's wrong to take 1 hour khutbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it's better to shorten the khutbah. The scholar said it depends on the situation. Sometimes the khutbah might be long. Yeah, we shouldn't misunderstand the nusus, eh? Because sometimes we think, no, it has to be only 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. No, that's wrong. In the normal circumstances, it should be short. 20, 25 minutes is okay. Because if you make it too short, then the khatib will not be able to send the message. We keep on cutting the way. Only the student of knowledge can be able to extract what he's trying to say. Unless if he's going to make the khutbah of one of them right after Inna Alhamdulillah, and then أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. You get it? But that's not khutbah. Khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes beyond this a bit. Is that clear? So how long does the imam is going to take? You cannot be patient to switch off your phone if you come to the masjid. Wallah is a very shameful behavior. That you come to the masjid, and this is maybe the only opportunity you have in a week to come to listen, but you cannot switch off your phone. And sometimes some people come with the newspaper also. Wallah, I see variety types of things. This one is chatting with his friend, this one is busy with his WhatsApp, this one. Wallah. This media become taghut, because anything that can distract you from Allah is taghut. Allah, we have to be smart. We have to really think for ourselves. This is the opportunity given to you by Rabbul Alameen to build your akhirah. Allah, to make something for your own future, so that even Allah Ta'ala, you will appreciate what you sent forward there. It's my humble message to anyone who is living in this community of ours, please, let's revive this sunnah of the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Come to the masjid early and listen to the khatib. We still have a khatib, you know, subhanAllah, before he is talking, he talks about the phones first. I really enjoy that one. Yeah, because it's true. Otherwise, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you tell somebody on Friday, oh, we exceeded the time, right? 8:20, okay. If you tell somebody, uskut, wal imam yakhtub, you tell him, keep quiet. Sinyab, you tell him that one, keep quiet. You know, you're doing what? Amr bil ma'ruf, right? Wa nahy anil munkar. You lost the value of your prayer and the khutbah. SubhanAllah, that's how sensitive is the matter. Somebody is talking, you tell him, brother, keep quiet. You lost. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَحِبِكَ أَنْصِتْ أَوْ أُسْكُتْ وَالْإِمَامْ يَخْطُمْ. He said, فَقَدْ لَغَوْتَ يعني ذَهَبَتْ فَضِيلَةُ جُمْعَتِكَ. The virtue of your Jum'ah is gone. So what do? If the man is still talking, as they always do, you do like this. If he doesn't see you properly, go to his face and Allah, they have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep quiet. Somebody says, but sometimes the khutbah is in another language, I don't understand. Did the Prophet said, if they're making khutbah in another language, you should talk? And also, if the khutbah is in another language, you don't understand. The one next to you, he does understand. When you talk, you are distracting him. When you watch something, you are doing you're playing with your phone. Trust me, you are distracting anyone who's sitting next to you. The Prophet said, you should listen to the khatib. That's it. That's your job. Come to the masjid. Whether you understand, you don't understand, it doesn't matter. It's good to make the khutbah in the way you understand. But if in case you don't understand, just keep quiet. There are some people who are understanding what the imam is saying. So this hadith is really, really, really important for us to spread it among the Muslims in our communities. When you come to the masjid, off your phone. Come and listen to the khatib. Get something that can bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abi Abdullah Salman al-Farisi said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person takes shower on Friday, la yaghtasil rajulun yawm al-jum'ah, a person will never make ghusl on Friday. Wa yatahharu mastata'a min tahur, clean himself, you know. And man ghassala waghtasala, some scholars said, this is the reference here in this hadith, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to those people who married. He has relationship with his family, you know, take ghusl. So these are the two ghusl that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to, according to some. That shows the importance of having a spouse. If not, then you have to say to others, congratulations. And you stay behind. So I guess this hadith need a bit of more commentary. And I guess the muadhin will be making adhan right now. So let's stop here, inshallah. Next week, bismillah ta'ala, we start from the beginning. Allah grant us good and tawfiq and be with us wherever we are. Innahu bi kulli jabilin kafir. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.